We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
For your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
Plunging over. Touchdown, UCLA. Let him eat.
He's about to get crushed, and he is down at the 9-yard line.
A keeper, DTR to the left side, springs free. Has daylight. There it is. Touchdown, UCLA.
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Visit ucla.westcom.org to learn how Westcom can help you build a better life. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
We are all here, all lined up in formation. Appreciate every single one of you of checking out the show. Another exciting edition of the Bruin Insider Show. And we do things in threes here for former UCLA quarterback Wayne Cook, Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. You can catch us all on social media. Follow us on Twitter to continue the UCLA athletics conversation. Wayne is on Twitter at WayneCookUCLA, Nick at NKOOP, and I'm on Twitter at Brian Fenley. So here is what's to come. This next hour, the Pac-12 presidents have a big vote later this week. We will discuss this and how it will determine this vote, the fate of the conference and fall football. Until then, we'll also look at Dorian Thompson-Robinson, UCLA's quarterback, and where we would like to see him grow the most in his third year. How about the other quarterbacks? We'll chime in on them and where they could come to the aid. Speaking of one of them, Chase Griffin will drop by the show, and we are just blown away by what this guy is doing off the football field. He is making the right reads on the field and off as well, and he is encouraging Bruin student-athletes to tap into their competitive instincts, all the while games are on temporary hold. So, Wayne, we are ready to go, and we are thrilled to have you.
Well, I tell you what, there's a lot going on, and you know, I'm excited to talk about everything you just brought up. I mean, Chase Griffin is one of my favorite as far as UCLA football players to follow on social media, because everything he does is so positive and so uplifting. So I'm looking forward to that. But listen, Thursday is going to be interesting. I know that's the date they've been throwing out for a vote. I know there's issues beyond my expertise, but come on, let's go. Let's play. We got a great system in place. I think we have, you know, a lot of people have been hammering the Pac-12, you guys. And it, to me, you know, it looks like they've really been deliberate and trying to come up with a system that was safe and have the testing capabilities to do this safely. We're already seeing games being canceled, like Notre Dame's being canceled this weekend. There's going to be more postponements. I actually think if the Pac-12 and even the Big Ten can do this correctly and they vote to play, I think they can do it because they don't have to deal with like the trace testing where a lot of other conferences are dealing with because they test every single day and get immediate results. So I think there may be some problems up north, but I think that we're going to get this thing done. And I hope the start date is sooner than later. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, Wayne, you make a good point. Everyone's kind of rushing to judgment about the Pac-12 and how they're lagging behind, but let's wait a little bit and see how this thing goes, because as you said, you know, Big 12, ACC, they've had lots of issues with games being postponed. You know, we haven't even seen Baylor play a game yet. You know, we're going on the fourth week of the season, but the Pac-12's got that daily rapid testing that once they get the all clear to go, they should be able to get through that schedule week by week. You mentioned Chase Griffin. We've got another great guest lined up as well. Kerry Korver, the former sharpshooter of the women's basketball team, part of a couple Sweet 16 teams while she was in Westwood. She is now the director of basketball operations for the Los Angeles Sparks. We'll talk to her about her first season with the team and the experience inside what they called the Wubble down in Bradenton, Florida, the WNBA bubble.
We also have a positive update for UCLA basketball teams we'll get into at the end of the show. So much to get to. But first, coming up, as momentum continues to build for a Pac-12 fall football season, just how close are the Bruins and the rest of the league to making this a reality? And what hurdles are still standing in the way? The guys and us will break it down all for you right after this. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Feel good banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Town and Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
The crew is here. Welcome you back to the Bruin Insider Show. Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, I'm Brian Finley, running that triple option for you on the program. So we saw that the Big Ten last weekend or recently announced their fall football schedule, their start date around October 23rd and the 24th. We've also heard news reports that the Pac-12 presidents are going to convene on Thursday for a vote. This is critical to having football in the fall for this conference. What we've seen float out, different models out there, a six-game schedule, a seven-game season. A seven-game season would start October 31st. But if we go to six games, November 7th, the Pac-12 championship would estimate it to take place December 19th. We've also heard reports that USC and UCLA athletic directors teamed up and got clearance from the LA County health officials to commence. And obviously a lot of this is due to the rapid testing that will be at the hands of these Pac-12 schools within the next couple of days. But Wayne, here we are on the cusp of life-changing news for these UCLA football players. How do you think they're feeling right now, coping with what has been such a fluid situation and, to be honest, an emotional wear and tear? Are we playing? Are we not?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been tough, but I know that this coaching staff has been keeping these guys sharp and ready. I mean, listen, I mean, if I know that at a high school level, the coaches of my son's team have Zoom meetings all the time. They're doing workouts without footballs and without, you know, pads and helmets, but they're spread out. They're following the rules. They're trying to stay sharp. So I guarantee you at a level like UCLA, the players are ready. You know, they've probably watched more film than they've ever watched in their life. Conditioning is still happening. I guarantee you they're ready and they're hungry. Sometimes when you have to take a step back and step away from something, I actually believe this. I think you can come back stronger. I think you can come back. Like, this is probably the most time away from playing football games that these guys have had since they were like, you know, like third and fourth graders when they started playing football. So this is a long time for them. And so I think they're going to come back hungry. Last week, you guys, I felt like it was funny because, you know, I don't remember if it was on this show or on my podcast or whatever, but someone was talking about, like, you know, well, when are they going to do this? I'm like, they're already doing it. I mean, for those of you that think that the only time people are having communication with anybody is when the news outlets or the social media people tell us, like, when we found out that as soon as the governor said that it's up to the local health officials, that the USC and UCLA athletic directors were already communicating and getting that done. Like, it happened immediately. Trust me, when you see that, that tells you that they want to play. They didn't get that done right away because they're planning on voting not to play. So, again, we've heard some rumors that maybe Stanford up north maybe a little bit of a problem right now, whatever. I don't know. But I guarantee you that the majority, if not all, of the Pac-12 schools and players want to play.
It seems like we are headed in that direction to return to play. But one of the biggest issues that's been discussed among the leaders of these universities and at the conference level is that start date and how right. much prep time is needed. And further complicating things, you have different schools that have dealt with various restrictions. Right. Stanford has had to deal with some of the more harshest restrictions there in Santa Clara County. I'm not sure they've even touched the football yet, where – you know, you've got the Arizona schools, as an example, that have been able to do right. a lot more. So, Wayne, just help us understand, when you talk about ramping up for a season and fall camping, what all goes into that and what all needs to be accomplished to get a team properly ready for the start of a season?
So this is just my opinion, but you want to have an experienced quarterback. Because if you have a quarterback, like, for example, Dorian Thompson-Robinson has been in the system for a couple of years now. That helps a lot. Because now, you know, mental reps and doing the things you can do, and, you know, and think about this too. Think about the receiving core, you know, Jalen Irwin and Chase Cota and Kyle Phillips. And there's guys that they've been there. They've done that. They've had summer offseason workouts. They've had spring practices together. They've gone and played games together. That's huge. To have a lot of offensive linemen coming back that are experienced, I think that's huge as well. Some changes on defense, I think, will hurt. Like, anytime you bring in a new coordinator or a change of a system, you've lost spring practice. So if UCLA is going to tinker with what they're running, that's going to be a problem. You mentioned Stanford. When you have David Shaw, who's been their coach for a long time now, it does help to have a coach. But if you talk about, say, for example, Washington State, I think they're at a disadvantage because they're bringing in a new coach. So I think having a coach that's in place, having coordinators that are in place, I think are big advantage. But then at the same time, I think that, you know, you mentioned it, if some teams could start practicing with a football and going pads before others, that actually is a huge advantage as well. And so I think that's going to affect the vote. I think that's what they're going to talk about the most, you guys, is when to start. I think off the air, you know, Halloween sounds great, but November 7th, that right around then, might be a little bit more realistic. Any later than that scares me a little bit. And then we have to start thinking about how many games are they going to play? Because if you're going to start later and you really aren't going to have a chance to get enough games in before the, you know, to be considered for the playoff, unless, you know, smart minds come together and decide to push that back a little bit, which I think would be brilliant for everybody in college football, not just the conferences that were tough enough to play first, which is so stupid, by the way. Like, I don't get that. Like, we're better than you because we played first. Well, great. Let's just see how many games you have postponed. I mean, it's not that simple because we're a huge continent, you guys, and so every region has a different issues, like population. Like, we have like 40 million people in California. You have like 7 million people in Alabama. It's different. So anyway, before I don't want to get too off course, but I think that's going to be a big deal, is how the schedule going to look and how many games are going to play. But if they're not going to be able to get in time for a playoff, why not play more games? Why not extend the season and have all eyeballs on you when you can have your last 2-3 games where nobody else is playing?
That's Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, and Brian Finley here with you on the Bruin Insider Show. And to add another caveat to this, Wayne, we have seen scenarios tossed out there where, say, a couple teams in the Pac-12 are ready on Halloween, that they go and then they don't wait for the schools that have to take another week to get going. And then do you have teams that play, that could play that October 31st? Would they then be able to schedule a non-conference game? But then would that be possible? Because that opposite conference would have to have similar testing as far as COVID. So there's a whole lot. Can you guys imagine in these war rooms, these Zoom chats, all the different scenarios that are playing out endlessly, hours and hours? But again, Thursday is the vote, and it is coming with a lot of optimism, according to reports. All right, on the other side, as Dorian Thompson-Robinson goes into year three, we expect his talent level to experience a rather large growth spurt. Where are the steps DTR needs to take to refine his game? Where do we think that's going to show? Our observations coming up on the other side. This is the Bruin Insider Show with UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice. Keys, 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 all across the lake.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, keys, keys on Van Nuys.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit keyscars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on Van Nuys.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Finley, and Wayne Cook.
The triple option is here. Yes, the guys, Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley, and not sure how much of a triple option we will see out of UCLA's football team as far as what they're trying to accomplish on the field, although Chip Kelly is an innovator, so who knows? He is a genius when it comes to play calling. Ultimately, it's the quarterback position we want to focus on here. And Dorian Thompson-Robinson, getting him to succeed, creating an environment, a nurturing environment for him to deliver. Now, Bruins tight end Greg Dulcich recently spoke to the LA Times and basically laid out what Dorian Thompson-Robinson has been doing in this limbo period when the Bruins were able to work out a little bit away from their own official practices and away from the confines of their own practice fields. But Dulcich basically explained that Dorian seems to be very focused, taking workouts really seriously, pushing the guys around him very hard, throwing well, and not goofing off. And again, some of these workouts were later eliminated because of any threat to COVID. But we're seeing Dorian Thompson utilize, from all the reports, Wayne, making the most of this stoppage. So when you see that, where, if you're him, do you feel like you're investing most of your time during this longer offseason to try to make the most progress in your game?
So first of all, Brian, there's nothing nurturing about being a quarterback. It doesn't exist. You can't be nurtured. You're constantly uncomfortable, and the pressure never leaves. And also, I will say this, when you're a quarterback, you're always a quarterback. 24/7, 7 days a week, every day of the year. It's just that you are. And the third thing I'll add to this is it's okay to joke around sometimes. This football thing can drive you crazy and can beat you up if you're not having fun every once in a while. Go back and watch some films of Brett Favre play a little bit. If you haven't ever watched him and how he reacted to his teammates, I guarantee you they loved him. They absolutely loved him. So all of that stuff is part of maturing as a quarterback. Knowing when to make your teammates laugh, knowing when you have to chew somebody out a little bit. There's so many different like qualities that quarterbacks demonstrate. And I'm with you. I see Dorian each year. He grows, you know, he's growing into this role. And again, you know, one of the things that I've been able to do, and I know we're going to plug this later, is we've been doing some classic games, UCLA Football Rewind on Saturdays. And it's been really fun to sit down with Josh Lewin and Matt Stevens and go back and do games. Some of those games with Josh Rosen, some of those games with Dorian Thompson-Robinson. The great thing is we're doing wins, so they're all good games. When Dorian's on, he's just really, really good. You can see his athleticism. You see his arm talent. You see everything he does. But yet at the same time, sometimes he's not on. And that's not all his fault. Sometimes that's his teammates. Sometimes that's, you know, the people around you having a huge impact. So for me, I just want him to keep growing. I just want him to keep maturing, keep trying to be better. And I will say this, you guys, and I don't want to take up the whole segment, but you guys know I love to talk quarterbacks. Here's what I've learned. Off the air before the show even started, we were talking about NFL stuff. There are so many different types of quarterbacks in today's game that we've finally proven that you don't have to be 6'4" and be able to throw the ball exactly 78 yards in the air. And you know what I mean? You don't have to. You can be small and fast like Kyler Murray. He had a great game last weekend. You can still be Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes, who I think are the two most talented quarterbacks out there right now. But you can be tall like Justin Herbert. You can be big like Big Ben or Cam Newton. And they play the position so differently, you guys. Lamar Jackson. My point is if I'm Dorian Thompson-Robinson, I hope, because don't you remember there was a time when they would say the quarterback, well, he's a runner. He needs to be a thrower. No, you need to win games. Like, seriously, like Lamar Jackson, I don't care. You win games. I don't care if you have to run it 20 times a game and throw it 10. Win games. So if that means that Dorian, who's going to keep working on his passing, keep working on his timing, keep working on his fundamentals, but also use your God-given ability to affect the defense in ways that most quarterbacks can't. You're so athletic, so be both. Just win. And I think that's the key as he matures. I want to win football games, and I'm going to do that any way I know how.
Well, Wayne, I thought we saw such an improvement with his passing last season in throwing the ball downfield, getting the ball into tight windows. Just off the top of my head, I think of that long touchdown pass to Ethan Fournier against Colorado. Yeah. He had that one to Chase Cota against Washington State, splitting a couple defenders, showing that ability to look off a safety. You brought up timing, and I think that is one of the most crucial things for him going forward, because we've seen it. He can make any throw. He's made so many unbelievable throws. It's that consistency, and it all comes back to timing. And I went to the source. I went to his YouTube channel, and he had a video there where some film was up, and he was sort of reacting to it and talking about the things that he's trying to clean up this offseason. And they were little things that are going to help timing, stuff like cleaning up his drop back. He talked about having a false step in there, getting his back foot better aligned for the throw. So as he's coming right to left, scanning a field, he doesn't have these wasted steps to get there, and also keeping that ball up there nice and tight. So getting a little minute with the details here, Wayne, but those are the little things that make all the difference.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, anytime a quarterback's talking about his footwork, it just makes me happy. I mean, that's what you should work on constantly. It's like, you know, I joke around because I'm teaching my 14-year-old some quarterback stuff, and he's never played it before. You know, he's got a good arm, so I said, hey, let's try. And it's footwork. And I always tell him, when you throw a bad ball, it's because your body's not right. Your feet aren't right. Your step's too long. You're coming across your body. Your back foot was, you know, you don't have any leverage when you make that throw. There's so many little things, and it's like amazing that you're not talking about your arm more. You're talking about your feet. And so he's right. I mean, if you think about it, Dorian makes these beautiful throws where he throws downfield. Well, usually when you're throwing downfield, you're stepping into it. You're using your whole body. Sometimes when you throw a shallow crossing route, you're not doing that, and you get lazy with your feet, and then sometimes you get inaccurate. You know, it's funny, you guys, when I played, and again, I apologize for my Uncle Rico moments, but when I played in a 10-year span, there was only two juniors that made it to the Rose Bowl. I think it was me and Ryan Leaf. The rest of them were seniors. It was an era of seniors won. And the reason why is because it took that long to really kind of master your craft. And it's weird because football players mature so much younger now because they're forced to learn. They go to all these camps. There's just so much for them to develop their skill set. So now we have players that come in to college way more prepared than they did 20, 30 years ago. I mean, it's amazing how good young quarterbacks can look. Well, remember, and I don't want to keep harping on this, but Dorian, he played receiver. So, and again, there's some advantages to that too, by the way, because now you've been on both sides of it and you can kind of know what the receiver's thinking. But he just needed more reps. He's had 2 years of that now. And the fact that he's smart enough to know that these little things with his feet are going to make him more consistent, it's going to help him with everything. Even like I pointed out earlier, not being afraid to take off and run. I think he'll make those decisions quicker because he'll be ready. He'll know that read's not there and I have space and I can run and get 7 yards, because the goal is to move the chains and score points. And so I do. I expect to see a huge jump this year. And part of that's because of all the reps he's had the last couple of years.
And let's not forget, guys, looking at last year when he had one or no turnovers in a game, the Bruins, those were all where their wins came from. It's when he has those turnover issues in games with three or more when they went 0-2 a season ago. And then he also, while his completion percentage was right under 60 last year, 4 games he was north of 60 at 65%. UCLA went 3-1. So as we look at the stats, as the season progressed last year, his completions became more prevalent, made more throws downfield, and manufactured less turnovers. So these are all good signs moving forward. When we come back, we are going to visit with another UCLA quarterback who is making all the right moves on the field and off as well. Who are we talking about? Find out next. It's the Bruin Insider Show with the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice. Keys, 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 keys. All across the land.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. From proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics.
Go Bruins!
Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys on that ice.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
Feel good banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
I'm just amazed at how UCLA quarterback Chase Griffin finds the time to fit in all of his commitments on a daily basis, from what he does on the football field to everything he's doing in enabling his friends and his teammates to go out and vote. Nick, he has been so big on social activism.
Yeah, Chase, he's just a sophomore, too. That's what's really impressive about him. He understands the importance and power of being an active participant in his own life and in society. You know, for him, it's not good enough to just attend UCLA, but to attend UCLA and then make sure when he graduates that the school is in a better place than when he arrived. And he's just a really impressive individual who's going to do big things with his life, I'm sure.
And he's going to do big things on this interview as we welcome in the man of the hour, Chase Griffin. When you love UCLA as much as Chase Griffin does, you can't help but do everything in your power selflessly to see the university stand on the front lines of social progress. Why are you going beyond your responsibility as a Bruin student athlete to generate discourse and attention to the Voting Matters initiative, which was spearheaded by our new AD, in Martin Jarman?
Right. Well, I think your question might have a flaw in saying it's going beyond my responsibility as a Bruin. I think as Bruins, we do have the responsibility to push culture forward in each and every way. And when it comes to the Voting Matters initiative, which was brought in by our new AD, I think it creates a top-down dynamic in what UCLA is about as an institution and always has been. And with us carrying the torch, the mantle going forward, we have to carry it on so this culture stays true going forward.
I saw on social media that you've got so many UCLA teams challenging each other to get 100% voter registration for their respective teams. How are you encouraging your teammates and other student athletes to register to vote? And how is that effort coming along?
Well, first off, I think that the teams creating sense of competition between voter output is great. You know, at UCLA, we pride ourselves on building champions, and champions made here, competition breeds winners. And that's great going forward. As far as for the football team, early on, we had 91% registration, which is good. Of course, you want to get to 100. That's always the goal. But going forward, our main initiative has been early voting, so that the 91% who registered, regardless of where they're from, what state, how they're voting, either in person or mail-in, have the resources and education needed to, you know, make the right pick and have it so that their vote is counted on election day.
Chase Griffin joins us, UCLA quarterback, on the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Finley.
Chase, you are a UCLA historian, and you really know this university from all the different things that they have stood for as far as social progress over the years. And you look at some of their prominent athletes who have paved the way, like yourself, in leading to progressive thought and change. What is a nugget of history within UCLA that's both powerful and progressive that doesn't get the attention it deserves?
I would say Arthur Ashe. He's hugely under-evangelized, and as a contributor, not only as a Bruin to UCLA, but to the world, in becoming one of the first, you know, people of color in international sports to be as dominant as he was, in addition to all of his off the tennis court research on AIDS and health that even still persists to the day at the Ashe Center, is really under evangelized. And at UCLA, there's so many stories of that. And Arthur Ashe just fits that mold of what a Bruin truly is about.
And since you've come to UCLA, you've really involved yourself in a lot of different organizations and gotten yourself into a lot of different leadership roles. You're on Gavin Newsom's College Athletics Reopening Task Force as UCLA's representative. You're also on the School Student Athlete Return to Training Task Force. Are you just a natural born leader, or how did you come to be involved in so many leadership roles at the school? You've only been here a couple of years now too.
I think most of it comes from how I was raised. I was definitely raised within myself to carry a token of excellence in everything that I do. And that's the standard I hold myself to, which fits being a Bruin perfectly. And I think now that I'm here, I've just embodied that at a place where that really shines. And I really don't do it for any other reason than that's how I do things, period. Whether it be on the field, off the field, I'm here to win. And to do that with integrity and efficiency and execution is important to me. So whether it be on a task force or, in my opinion, maybe even more fun on the field on a third down, I'm trying to win the game.
Chase Griffin with us, UCLA quarterback. You have found your voice. It seems to be inherent within you since you were young. You really are a natural born leader. How have you seen that? As far as like an anecdote from a player where you used your platform to really change a mindset or change a way of thinking, something that was really fulfilling, never saying that what you're doing is satisfying because there's always more to be accomplished, but you being on the front lines and doing something as far as opening a teammate's eye to your perspective, that really was something that really warmed your heart.
I think my time in Hutto, Texas was really a huge part of who I am today as far as showing myself and showing others that I can bring value to a place, which is essentially what being a quarterback is, whether it's off the field or on the field. You have to bring value and elevate your environment to the next level. And in my time at Hutto, I saw not only, you know, a team that found consistency on the field and a lot of winning, but also in the community, a community that was already vibrant and a community that was already had a sense of togetherness when it came to football, build around that and take itself to the next level. And now we see that, you know, every week Hutto is going in expecting to win, which is how it should be. And I've done that in the past, but person can only be judged off what they do now. And at UCLA, you know, we've had a couple years where we haven't shown what the people who are here have, you know, shown in the past and what the people who've been here want to show now. And so each day we're all out here working. We have a lot to prove. And I look forward to this season, you know, putting something on the field that proves that, because we should be successful, especially as Bruins.
Getting things back to the Voting Matters Initiative, Tuesday being National Voter Registration Day, why does this particular topic resonate to you?
I think it's just one of many things in a time of social movement that can be used to contribute to progress. And whether you're on one side or the other, I think that getting to the voting polls is an execution of an idea that brings progress. You know, this country has been built on democracy, and partaking in that is a way of showing your civic engagement in this environment. And I don't take it lightly. There's been a lot of people who have come before me who had to go through so much and put in so many years of work so that I would be at this point now. So whether you're voting just to vote or you have a strong conscience about it, I just encourage you as a Bruin, regardless if you're from UCLA or from anywhere, get out there, get registered. In California, registration begins October 5th, or early voting begins October 5th. Get out there and vote. It's important.
To call UCLA quarterback Chase Griffin a dual threat QB would be a vast understatement. He is triple threat because of the intensity he brings off the field as well. Chase Griffin, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you and excited to watch you on the field.
Thank you so much, Brian. Thank you, Nick.
So as Chase Griffin alluded to, 91% of the football team are registered voters. There are 10 teams within UCLA that have 100% voter registration for eligible voters. So that is a tremendous accomplishment. Also, the NCAA not too long ago barring all Division I programs from holding games or practices on November 3rd, that is Election Day, to promote more student athletes to go to the polls. Coming up, our next guest went from playing basketball at UCLA to finding a nesting spot on a WNBA coaching staff. See the game through Kerry Korver's eyes as she gives you an inside look into living in the WNBA's bubble this summer. You are listening to the Bruin Insider Show with UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
When you need someone to make a three-pointer, Kerry Korver always answers the call. She finished her career with the Bruins in 2017. And Nick, to this day, she continues to find a way to stay in the game.
Now, basketball is in her blood. It is run through the Korver family for multiple generations now, and she played overseas for a year. She was an assistant coach for Jenny Huth, who was on Corey Close's staff for a number of years. Huth returned to her home state of Colorado at Northern Colorado, and Korver was an assistant coach for her there for a couple years, and now she's made it into the professional ranks of the WNBA with the Los Angeles Sparks.
And now she's made it to the Bruin Insider Show as we welcome Carrie onto the program. Carrie, we are seeing success in the bubbles as it relates to pro basketball. How would you describe the experience of being in one with the Sparks and the rest of the WNBA?
It is an experience for sure. it's unlike anything you've ever done. I think just being kind of in one spot like that for me, it was 75 days. I did count. Wow. I journaled every day and kept track, and I would put like day, you know, whatever, 45, and then kind of wrote about it. So I have like a pretty, it's going to be cool to look back at that journal at some point and just kind of see what the memories were like. But yeah, it was successful. We did COVID testing every single day, and there were not many positives at all. I think they might've had one this weekend just based on the Seattle and Lynx game being postponed, but yeah, pretty impressive.
Well, it sounds like you could self-publish a little book or something at the end of it all.
Right, memoir.
So as part of your responsibilities, I know you're involved with logistics for the team. Obviously, not a lot of travel involved here, but was there still added responsibility for you to kind of keep everyone doing what they're supposed to be doing, you know, stays on track here in a difficult situation?
Yeah, totally. Definitely anybody who got to go from a team staff, I feel like played more roles than what they would in a typical year. Like, it was obviously adapted. So yeah, I didn't have to plan the plane stuff or like eating out here, but I was a team campus monitor is what the WNBA called it. So each team had a team campus monitor, and basically it's like heightened COVID babysitting. And so I pretty much each day we would all have like each team would have a COVID slot for 30, 40 minutes. And I would sit there near like where the tests were being done. And I would check to make sure each one of our girls went through and got their test and the staff members did it. And in the mornings, everybody had to use their My Health app and their Kinsa temperature app and make sure that they did their temperatures and they did their symptom questionnaire. And, you know, the league would give fines if those things did not happen. So I think we actually ended up not having any fines because I did a good job of babysitting, but it was good that they had all those things in place, but it was just some different roles than what you would normally have in a normal year.
Carrie Korver is with us. What a 3-point shooter she was for UCLA. And Carrie, you're on the Bruin Insider Show, of course, with Nick Cope and Brian Finley. What was a play-by-play from your perspective the day the WNBA decided to stage that protest to promote social equality?
Yeah, that was crazy. So we actually had a game on that day, and I remember I was at the villa, so we all stayed in kind of some different places in the bubble, but I was at our villa. I got a text from our like acting GM at the time, his name's Michael Fisher, and then our head coach is Derek Fisher. We were in a group chat, and Michael sent, oh, the Bucks decided to boycott their game. And my cousin's on the Bucks, so I was like then texting my cousin, like, what's going on? And then I was wondering, like in my head, and I think all of us were kind of like, okay, well, will this, you know, the WNBA decide to do the same thing? Will the Sparks decide to do that? And on our team, we have Neka Ogumike, who's the president of the Players Association. And so she's kind of a big person in that decision. So we kind of got to the game, got to the gym, and there was supposed to be a game before us, Washington versus Atlanta. And the players were meeting on the court trying, I think, to make a decision for their game because their game was first. And then NECA and some of our Sparks players ended up going on the court as well, and they started having more of a discussion. And then Kathy, the commissioner, came in, and she came and talked to them and kind of talked about what the ramifications of that were. Because it is different for the WNBA. Like, if we're able to get some televised games, it's a big deal, and you want to be able to play those games. You don't want to lose those games, and you don't want to ruin your relationship with CBS or whoever, because we were trying to get our first game on WNBA game on CBS ever, I think it was actually that day or like the next day. They ended up deciding not to play, and we all like kneeled on the court and kind of had this moment. And then as a team, we all went back into our locker room, and there's a lot of emotions with that. There was a couple girls crying, and just feeling the weight of everything that's been happening. At that point, it was Jacob Blake. But then we went back to the hotel. Super strange not to play, to have like that type of locker room moment. And then the Players Association, so NECA and then Leisha Clarendon, decided to do a vigil that night. So kind of all come together, have candles, take a moment to kind of come together, which was pretty solemn. And then the next day they decided to not play those games either. And then we all kind of got back into it that next day. So really, I think important that they did that. And it was cool that they stood with the NBA, because a lot of what the WNBA was focused on was like Black women and not as much Black men, but wanting to be in solidarity with the NBA and with men as well, because it's fighting the same battle. So pretty crazy just to be part of.
I'm curious, given all the experiences you've had over the last, you know, 5-6 years, going from UCLA, playing overseas in Germany, you're an assistant coach for Jenny Huth at Northern Colorado, and now you're in this director of operations role with the WNBA. How different has it been now at the professional level, being on the other side of things, not being a player? And what have you learned, albeit a different year? I'm sure it was exciting that first year with the WNBA.
Yeah, it all is super different. I actually, this is funny. So right after we lost on Thursday in the playoffs, I flew out to Colorado to go to a wedding of one of the players for Northern Colorado and Coach Jenny's team. And I got lunch today with Jenny right before this. And I said, I'm actually just so grateful for like all the different roles she put me into as an assistant coach that were able to help me with my WNBA job. Because what ended up happening is one of our assistant coaches for the Sparks didn't end up traveling. And so I was helping with the coaching, and I was putting together like shooting workouts and doing skill development type stuff and setting up the video and just stuff that if I hadn't been an assistant coach the last 2 years, I would have had no idea how to do, and it would just have been a mess. So yeah, I just think it's all built, and I've learned a lot from each experience, and I am grateful to have such a variety and kind of for me just figuring out what do I want to do going forward? What level do I really like? Is this the path for me? But just getting to meet all these different people throughout it has been really special.
Kerry, wherever basketball takes you next, you are going to have an elaborate amount of success. Nick and I are so grateful to have you on the Bruin Insider Show. UCLA sports fans all over are proud to call you a Bruin.
Really appreciate it. You guys are the best. Thanks for having me on the show.
I could see Kerry one day being a coach in the NBA.
Oh, yeah, for sure. She's just been around basketball so long. She understands it. And she's very smart. She's had all these different experiences. She's touched on it there at the end that I think are going to, whatever she wants to do, even if it's not coaching, she's going to be very successful, I'm sure. And while we're talking about the WNBA and the bubble, there's a couple Bruins still down there in Florida. Jordan Canada on the Seattle Storm, one of the best defenders in the league. We're very familiar with her time at UCLA. On a very talented team there with Sue Bird and Brianna Stewart. They are playing in the semifinals tonight. You also have another Bruin in Noelle Quinn, class of 2007, who is the associate head coach of that same Seattle Storm team. So we will be rooting for Seattle in the WNBA playoffs.
We also have some unique UCLA football content to talk about, some added ways to take in some Bruin nostalgia with a podcast out and some radio on Saturdays with Josh Lulin, Matt Stevens, and Wayne Cook. We are going to break down the specifics and how you can check out all this expansive content next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Feel good banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys on that ice.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
The biggest schools.
Grabs in traffic, comes down with it. Touchdown!
Touchdown!
Touchdown! Touchdown Alabama!
Ohio State.
Oregon. LSU.
The biggest moments.
Incomplete! You cannot hit the line!
Michigan! Game over!
Touchdown, Gators! How much?
This is the College Football Rewind.
That had to be a great game to watch. I'll tell you, unbelievable.
Download on Sunday mornings on Apple Podcasts. Search College Sports now.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Bruin football games might be on hold for the time being, but there's tons of different ways to quench your UCLA sports appetite with podcasts and radio shows to talk about. Wayne is with us, and you, Wayne, are part of UCLA Football Rewind. What do we have to look forward to on Saturday?
I think it's the Cal game, you guys?
Yeah.
It's from 2017. I mean, this has been such a fun project. Matt Stevens and Josh Lewin and myself have been getting together and kind of reliving. It's really fun. We kind of talk a little bit about what's going on right now, but we get to look back at some of the best games of the past few years. And so it's been really fun. You definitely ought to tune in on Saturdays. It is an absolute blast, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Saturdays, 10 a.m. on AM 570 is the schedule. And that game in particular, Wayne, I'm sure you guys touched on this, but just a weird week, right? Because you have Jed Fish coming in as the interim head coach, and then it would turn out to be the last time we'd see Josh Rosen play in a Bruin uniform. You know, he didn't come back in out of the locker room at halftime. Devon Monster took over for the second half, and ultimately J.J. Molson kicked the field goal, but was a very eventful week for UCLA football then.
Absolutely. And again, I mean, listen, there's been some downs over these last few years, but there's also been some amazing highs as well. And we're trying to touch on those. And again, please tune in. It's a lot of fun. If you're a Bruin fan, or even if you're not, tune in. It's a great time.
And also tune into a new podcast done by the voice of the Bruins, Josh Lewin, called the UCLA Seasons Podcast. The first episode dropped on Monday. Many more to come. So wherever you digest your podcasts, make sure to check out that content. One more segment, and we are going to spotlight UCLA men's basketball. They are back at it on the court. We'll discuss. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with Learfield, IMG College.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
The passion.
25, first down, 20. 15, 10, 5, 3, 2, 1.
The fury.
Getting bled. Down he goes.
The speed.
Double, and it's going to be. Oh, my.
The Western College. college football.
Toward the end zone. Got it for 6 points.
You can unhitch the wagon. Put the ponies in the barn.
Over the shoulder. Get
30. 20.
This is the College Football Blitz. Listen on Saturdays this fall on College Sports Now on TuneIn.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
If you are on Twitter, you recently saw UCLA basketball, their Twitter page, post a couple videos or a couple photos of the team back practicing indoors at Mo Austin for the first time since March. You talk about a morale booster and seeing the pictures and the smiles on the players' faces. I got to say, Nick, I look at players on this team. There's so many great players on this team. The potential is limitless. Jalen Clark, to me, is going to be the basketball version of Joshua Kelly. Not too many people are talking about him right now, but this guy is going to be a superstar, and we are seeing Kelly be a superstar in the NFL right now with the LA Chargers. I also want to admit that the women's basketball team will get their first practice at Mo Austin tomorrow, as in Wednesday.
It's a very good sign for our basketball programs. And for the men, you talked on so many talented guys. We know Chris Smith coming back. This whole group is back in. And you throw in Jalen Clark, who's going to fit so well in Mick Cronin's system. He loves playing defense. I'm so excited to see this team get back out there, play games. The sky is the limit. NCAA tournament run definitely in the horizon.
No question about it. So many people to thank for this program. David Kahn, our producer. David Dukakis, executive producer. Our station manager, Stephen Hartzell. General manager, Paul Engel. Danny Harrington and the rest of the Athletics Communications crew. Nick Cope, Wayne Cook. I'm Brian Fenley. Go Bruins. Download the podcast of the show if you missed any of it. We'll talk to you next week.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.